This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will there be trouble today in Washington? Law enforcement intelligence indicates a possible plot to try to breach the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Sagar Magani.
From the Capitol Police to the FBI, authorities are warning about extremists plotting another attack. The House abruptly ended its work week last night after passing an ambitious policing overhaul bill. It will not be in session today, given the threat, though the Senate will convene. Today is March 4th, which for decades was Presidential Inauguration Day. The threat appears tied to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will retake power today. Several QAnon groups, though, have been warning followers to stay away from any events today, claiming it's a setup for Trump followers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Governor Kay Ivey is announcing this morning whether she'll lift Alabama's mask order. Health experts are warning that is not a good idea. Texas and Mississippi have dumped the mask requirement. The World Health Organization is warning that COVID-19 infections are rising in Europe, up 9% there last week. More Americans are dying in car wrecks.
The nonprofit National Safety Council estimates that just over 42,000 people died in vehicle crashes in 2020. That's up 8% from 2019. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the top reckless behavior was speed. I'm Mike Hempen.
Paramount Plus debuts today, the latest streaming option from a major media company, this time from ViacomCBS. It's betting that consumers are willing to add yet another paid streaming service in an increasingly crowded field. The number of Americans applying for unemployment edged higher last week to 745,000. This is AP News. The AP's Ben Thomas has more on the latest unemployment numbers.
The Labor Department reports 745,000 people filed initial claims for jobless aid, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. It's a sign many employers continue to cut jobs, despite evidence that the overall economy is improving. All told, 4.3 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and when you factor in supplemental federal unemployment programs set up to soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic, an estimated 18 million people are collecting some form of jobless aid. The nation still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did in February of last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It's the first city in the nation to ban new gas stations. Petaluma City, California, north of San Francisco. It wants to limit carbon emissions and wants to be carbon neutral by 2030. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.